great week. I know the schedule on when these shows come out has been kind of off this week. It's going to be a little further off. I'm going to try to get as many as I can done before I am out of town, and going to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit for about 4 days. So it's going to be very tired. So hopefully we'll get back on schedule here pretty soon. It is going to be an amazing week coming up, an amazing weekend. I get the honor and privilege to see God work in the lives of so many men that will be at Spirit of Grace Tres Dias number 11 this weekend. Man, the Holy Spirit just works. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit just works so powerfully over this 4 days. And it's just amazing to see and watch. But I will tell you one thing, it will wear you out being in the presence of the mighty God that we serve and that we have the pleasure and honor to be chosen to serve. But anyway, that's just kind of the schedule that's going on. Hopefully I can get one more out and have you prep for the weekend. But first, let me pray and then we'll get into this week's show. Heavenly Father, gracious God, we just thank you so much that you have allowed us the opportunity to be here today, that you have placed upon my heart these words for these men to help them grow and be who you have created them to be. Even if it's just a little step, Lord, I give all the glory to you and thanks to you because of your mighty power, grace, and love for each one of us that you have created. Father, I just ask that you continue to help these men grow, to lead their families, their churches, their communities, and their countries in the way that you have designed each one of them to do. We're so thankful that you give us the opportunity, you give us the strength, you give us the power, you give us the courage to do these things, not on our own, but because of you and your Son, Jesus Christ. And we are so thankful and honored to be serving your kingdom for your glory through us. It is an honor and a privilege, and we give humble thanks in your Son, Yeshua's mighty and holy name. Amen. All right, man. So we talked last week about being 100% the Word of God, that the Bible is breathed by God, and that we have the ability to live the life that Jesus lived. We have the ability to look and be like Jesus. And we have to take that truth 100% into our hearts, because that is what the Bible says, right? I mean, it tells us in the New Testament that we now have the power of our Lord and Savior, the Father, Son, through the Holy Spirit living in us, that we have that power granted to us because we have been baptized with the Spirit. As true believers and true followers of Jesus Christ, we have that same power, right? And I think we really have to take hold of that truth. And the devil, like I said, Satan is very cunning, conniving, and tricky, you know, like he told Adam and Eve in the garden. Did God say, if you eat this, you will surely die? Or was he just saying, hey, I don't want you to be as smart as me, so don't eat that fruit? And because of our pride and ego and want to have more, and our impatience and our focus on lack, then Eve chose to eat of the apple, and Adam, standing right there beside her, did nothing to stop her. So complacency comes in, right? The devil is tricky in playing on our conscience of free will and our ability to choose our actions. There's been some great discussions with some of the men that are way wiser than I am on God's word, and there have been some discussions, and it's just to the point to where, look, we have to control our thoughts. It tells us to take every thought captive and filter it through the word of God. When we do that, it gives us discernment and the ability to choose what things are of God, what things are not of God, but are not necessary in this life, and that we have to put our trust fully into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, it's we think of ourselves more highly than we should. We think that sometimes when we read God's word, that, well, maybe he, like I said last week, maybe he really didn't mean that. Maybe that's not what he's saying. And my argument is that if we are true believers, we can't outthink God. We can't outdo anything. So if God's word says this, it is this. Don't think of ourselves highly enough that we know more than God, because when we question God's word, and I mean questioning the fact of, well, is this what he really meant, instead of, God, can you help me to understand? There's two different types of questioning, right? So our thought has to be not, is this what he really meant, or, God, can you give me understanding in your word? That's what we should be acting. We should be actively seeking that thought, that questioning, that line of questioning, not questioning if that's what he meant, but to, if we don't get it, to ask him to clarify, to guide us, to give us understanding, to give us the discernment of his word, to give us what he means. We have to be in that, and we have to ask that, right? And then this week also, you know, it's been that if through our faith we are granted these things, these abilities to, through our faith and in our faith in Jesus Christ, that we can be like Jesus on this earth, right? We can walk the life and live the life that Jesus lived if we truly believe and trust in God's word, because we, our faith is the key to being able to, if we say, well, just like Peter, right? He told Peter to come, to walk on the water. And Peter did. He got out of the boat and he walked on the water during the storm and everything. But then he took his eyes off Jesus Christ and he began to sink. My redneck's coming out. And what does Jesus tell Peter? Oh, you a little, why did you doubt? Oh, you have little faith, right? But that, in our mind, the thoughts that we have in our mind is doubt. And that's where Satan plays the biggest part and role in from us truly becoming who God created us to be. Right, we cannot doubt that the word of God is 100% fact. And now you can look for those facts in history, scientific evidence, whatever thing that you need to make it right in your mind. That's fine, because we all know that the Bible has been proven legitimate more than any other book in history. Right, but we cannot doubt, and as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, we know and understand this, right? Even if you have, like Jesus says, the faith of a mustard seed, man, I can't talk this morning. I apologize, gentlemen. But you can tell that mountain to jump in the ocean, and it'll jump in the ocean, Right, and everybody said, well, that's just impossible. Well, in us, in man, it is impossible. But because Jesus was the Son of God, God in the fleshly form, who promised us the Holy Spirit, which is of God, who, it says, even searches the thoughts of God, we have living in us, then we do have that power. But that is so far-fetched from what our small minds can comprehend, that's what Satan uses. Instead of us relying on our faith and believing that this word that God has given us in the Bible, he uses doubt. He tricks our thoughts. It's been translated too many times. It's been, how can it be right? It's been translated so much. Or can you really make a mountain move and throw it into the ocean? Are you sure? And I'm like, you know, and we all have those moments as we're coming in and growing in our faith and as God reveals things to us in our lives to make these things more true. Like I said, in my life, I share my story, you know, my daughter's struggles, my struggles, you know, just the great miracles that God has put in my life and shown me and now bringing into realization in my mind that every day I've been on this earth is a miracle, right? So there is no doubt in my mind that Jesus is the Son of God, is God in the flesh, right? And I do believe that I have the power to do things in this life that he has created me to do because I can't do them on my own. I don't have the courage. I don't have the strength. I don't have any of that stuff without his power living in me through the Holy Spirit. And based on that fact and that truth, that we can, because Jesus did, and now he lives in us, we can move toward our life looking exactly like his. Because he says that we will do greater things than him. That when he is gone, that we will be and do greater things. Because not because of us, but because he now lives in us, that he has written his word, his laws on our hearts. And we know incredibly deep down in our soul that his word is the truth. We know there is something bigger as human beings. We understand there's a greater calling, there's a greater purpose. And the devil uses our thoughts to trick us because we look at it and it seems impossible. But with our God, nothing is impossible. Right? Elijah on the mountain with the sorcerers and witches and everything else that was up there to, hey, we'll do this. You do your thing, call on your gods and see if they can bring down fire. Didn't. And then what did he do? He said, okay, here's my wood, here's all this stuff, right? Cover it in water, pour tons of water on it, bring all the water, drench it, soak it. And then he called on the name of God, and God sent fire from heaven and lit the fire and burnt everything up. In our minds, because Satan is saying, has that really happened? Did that really happen? We cannot doubt our heart in the matter that we know that there is a greater power. The truth that we instinctively know is in us because of the gracious gift of the Father, Son, and through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, right? We cannot doubt that God's word is God's word. And if we are 100% in a belief that everything in the Bible happened exactly how his word says it happened, because it is God-breathed, man-written, but God-breathed. So if we believe that, then we have to believe that, yes, we can live a life like Jesus. We can look like Jesus through, yes, we were faulty. We were of the flesh and of Adam. But we are no longer of Adam at the point that we accept and receive the saving grace and love of Jesus Christ. When we take him and believe 100% that he is our Lord and Savior, and he came to this earth, he walked on this earth, he died on the cross for our sins, he took the full wrath of God upon himself, that we are now of Jesus Christ. We are no longer of Adam, the one who failed us, the one who caused the flesh to be in sin. We no longer live by the flesh, we live by the Spirit. So when we can take our thoughts captive and filter them through that lens of perception, then we become true followers of Jesus Christ. Then our faith increases. We see things. You know, God shows us things. He opens us up to believing, wow, there's more to this life than what we thought. We start seeing things from a different perspective. We start seeing them, what's right, what's wrong, what doesn't matter. What doesn't matter? I mean, there was some things that Jesus was like, what does this matter, right? And Jesus constantly says, focus on me. Keep your eyes on me. And it's by our faith that we are healed. You know, in Matthew 9:22, he says, take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And then Matthew 9:28-29, when the blind men entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done to you. So men, don't let the devil get into your thoughts. Don't let Satan play with your mind enough to, one, think you know more than God, two, think that what God is saying is not true, because it is. What God can do is unbelievable to our small and incapable minds of comprehending the great glory and power of God the Father. And through the Son, that he showed so many that were willing to die for what he did, right? And don't be discouraged when you fall, when you trip up. That's what grace is for. Jesus built his church on Peter. And Peter denied him. All the things that Peter seen the whole time he was with Jesus. Right? That whole time. And he still denied Jesus Christ 3 times when it came down to the bottom line. Are you going to stand for Jesus, or are you too scared and you're going to stand up for yourself? Because that's the doubt that Satan puts in our thoughts, right? The fear. I mean, Peter had seen all of these things. Why should he ever be afraid of anything if he called Jesus the Christ, the Messiah? He said he was the Christ. He was the Son of God. But yet he still denied him. Right? So we as men cannot let that come into. We have to take the 100% truth of God's word and take it into our heart, because Jesus says that's what we're to do. I am the way, the truth, and life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. There is no other way, right? That is it. That is the only way, is for us to take hold of his truth written in his book, the Bible, and live in it, not in us or through us, not to depend on our abilities or capabilities, but pray in every situation that because he now lives in us through the Holy Spirit, that we can live a life that reflects his perfection. That we can do the things, we can no longer sin, we can no longer, you know, we can do all of these things. We have that power in us because Jesus provided it to us, because he knows how hard this world is. But we have to die to ourselves and pick up our cross daily, right? Jesus says you can love nobody more than you love me. Not your wife, not your kids, not your mother, not your father. Nobody comes before Jesus Christ. And by that truth and faith alone, because Jesus was God in the flesh, given to us by himself to free us from the sin and death that we deserve, we have to stand on that truth that nothing that seems miraculous or just super, I mean, just amazing, it's done by us. It's done through the power of God and Jesus Christ in us to deliver his message to that person through us who he intended to save and bring to himself, to show them who he is, because we never know. But if we doubt and if we let our thoughts not be in constant prayer and communication with the Father, then we lose sight. Then we get tricked by Satan, and that's where doubt comes in, and that's where we get fear, and that's where the grace of Jesus Christ comes in to help us overcome that, right? That, yeah, there are going to be times where the flesh wins because we're in a battle with the flesh. The spirit and the flesh are in constant battle. But the more we get into God's word, the more we learn his truth, the more we walk the way he walks in our life, the stronger we become and the less the flesh is effective in taking over. And through sanctification process, and each one of us is on a different walk, and God doesn't judge us for that. Where I am spiritually and where each one of you that tune into this show are spiritually, that's between you and God. That's not me, right? I mean, that's not my number one priority in my life is to build my relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to grow it, and for him to open my mind, and for him to show me his truth, and to block out the lies of Satan. Not let my thoughts control me, but me control my thoughts. And that is where we gain stronger faith, more power, more opportunities to glorify the kingdom of heaven, which we are called to do. We are put on this earth to have relationship with the Father and to live our lives with him and through him, right? And because of the fall, because of Adam and that original failure of the image bearer of God, now we have a new one. There was no other way, no other sacrifice was good enough except for Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ put himself on that cross and experienced the full wrath of God for the entire world, to have the opportunity to become children of God instead of just being creations of God, and to be in relationship with that creator that he wanted and that we were created for, then we see that through every pain, through every hurt, through every disappointment, through every whatever it may be, it's not for us, it's not by us. Is it building us to look more like Jesus Christ? Is it building us to have a heart and spirit like our Father in heaven? Yes. And what has he done throughout the history of the Bible? What has he done? He has loved his people. He has disciplined his people. He has grown his people. He has saved his people for those who choose him. The opportunity is there for every single person on this planet to choose Jesus Christ. But we as followers of Christ have to do a better job in sharing God's word in us, which is our testimony when we accept Jesus Christ. And then he starts to open our eyes to these things that, man, I shouldn't even be here because of this, or I shouldn't even be here because of that. But I am here because of the grace of God and his will for my life through him to make a difference in somebody else's life. Because he is living in each one of us. He is omnipresent. He is us and our stories from our failures and failures and failures, and listening to our to the devil's deceitfulness. And I think, you know, the simple form of that is, well, we've been listening to the devil for a long time. We've been listening to Satan. Well, what if this and what if that and what if this, right? We've all done it, right? And it's all led us to the same point. If you're listening to this podcast, whether you have fully converted, whether you've had that relationship, and because you chose to listen to Satan and not see the purpose in the pain and the spin in your life, that take your eyes off yourself and put them on Jesus Christ. Put them on the cross. Take it and lay it at the foot of the cross and say, you know what, Jesus, this was yours. How do you want me to use it? Quit worrying about yourself. Quit worrying about if you look like a fool, if you look crazy to everybody you know and love and care about your whole entire life, who's been a part of your life, right? And those people will say, well, you know what? You're off the deep end. I got to let you go. Well, go. But what I'm trying to do is help you to be in the next life with me, right? If you don't listen, you got to move on to somebody else who does. You know, there's plenty of, there's just so much that I see and that he has shown me and opened my eyes up to. You know, look, some of the atheists, some of those people had the relationship with God, or they thought they had a relationship with God, or they chose to believe and then something didn't go their way, right? And they only have a limited scope of vision to worry about. Their needs were not met. They didn't get the genie in a bottle effect that they think God was or is. Look, God is a hard God. God is going to discipline you. God is going to put you through some things in this life that require you to have 100% faith in him that he will get you through. And if it is not the outcome that you want, he still says you need to follow me because there's a greater purpose in it. We're not building our lives here on this earth. We're building our futures in heaven. So quit worrying about what you need on this planet, right? We have everything we need, right? You have to take your eyes off yourself, put them back on Jesus to realize, look, you were created for more. And is it going to cost you some things? Is it going to cost you to see the evil in this world? Right? Is it going to build up righteous anger in you that you want to destroy those people that create this righteousness or this that do these things because they have no clue? They have chosen to fall and look at the world and live in the world instead of living in God through Jesus Christ. But each one of us have that opportunity. You know, my friend that I talk about that is an atheist, look, something happened. How can I serve a God? Because it's not about you, bro. It's not. My life that I figured out that God has been so gracious enough to me to show me is my life is not for me. The things that he has opened me up to and just the great gifts of his, just a tiny ounce of his wisdom, not of his plan, just his wisdom, to just that tiny snippet to be able to see what my life is meant for is incredible. And to see that, man, it is so awesome to see that we have to have a real and trusting relationship with the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit, right? Men, just stand on the truth that don't let your thoughts, take your thoughts captive. Filter them through the truth of God's word. If they stand, then go with it. If they, I'm not sure, then wait. And if they just totally disagree, walk away. But our thoughts, our focus should always be on Jesus Christ and the word that he has given us to live our lives by. And we should trust in him and walk with him and believe in him. And don't listen to the devil. Don't let your thoughts trick you into thinking there's something better, because there's not. Because like it says, we are just temporary beings on this planet. Our true home is with God and the eternal glory that that brings. Trust in that truth, that there is something more, but we have to wait. He's building us to look and be more like. So when we get to heaven and we can truly enjoy that full glorious relationship that we have, that we are going to have with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're all going to be there together. And that is the future we're building. But because we are his creation here on this planet, we have to believe that there are the things that happen to us or for other people, because that's what God did. That's what Jesus did. Everything Jesus did on this earth wasn't for Jesus. It was for us, and for us to see that we now have the opportunity to be like him, because he said, I give you the Holy Spirit. And he's given us the Holy Spirit through our acceptance and belief. He is the Son of God, and he died on the cross for all the sins of the world, past, present, and future, and was resurrected on the third day. He is the living God, the living water. And if we trust and believe in him, then we can look like him. So when we get to heaven, we will be able to have the understanding and relationship we need to have. But we need to start here on earth first and not let our thoughts think that we are smarter or wiser than the one who created us. So don't let your thoughts trick you. Don't listen. Don't let Satan slip into your thoughts, man. Put it to the test through God's word, right? Jesus told Satan, man does not live on bread alone. So if Jesus did it, and because he has provided us with that same spirit, then we can do it too. Right? We cannot sin. We have sin, therefore we need Jesus, because without Jesus we cannot not sin. But it is because of him that we have that ability to do when we put our faith 100% in Jesus Christ and start walking and reading his word and believing every single thing that he says. It is the truth, and we can do it, not by our strength, but by his strength provided to us through the Holy Spirit. Men, don't let your thoughts trick you into doubting that truth. We will always need Jesus, because he is the source of our power when we choose to fully and 100% believe he is who he says he is, and he did what he said he did. Once you take that into your heart and believe it with everything that is in the being that God created, now we start to look like Jesus. Now we become more like Jesus, and our lives start to reflect that, not because of us, but because of him and his power he has given to us through our acceptance of him. We'll never take away from the glory of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We can only magnify it here on this corrupt and desolate world that we live in, because somebody thought that they were smarter than God. So don't think you're smarter than God. Don't let your thoughts trick you into seeing the things of this world as more beautiful and more powerful than our Creator, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Stand on that truth this week. Take hold of that truth this week and go and lead your families, your churches, your communities, and your countries to where God wants them to be, not where you want them to be. Take hold of that truth, men. And I pray that prayer that he opens up your heart, and that he leads you to open your eyes to see that his truth is the ultimate truth, that we have to stand on in order to be who he created us to be. Take our eyes off ourselves, put them on Jesus, run every thought that we have through our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, and it will be revealed to you. Man, I am convinced, and he has put it on my heart, and no matter the argument, it is, we can look like Jesus. We should look like Jesus Christ on this planet. Right? That's what we're here to bring, hope to other people. And because we were once lost and now we were found, because we were once broken and now we are healed, because of the grace and love of Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and now we have the Holy Spirit to go out and do what he, to continue his mission, continue doing what he was doing. Men, that is the truth we have to stand on. Don't doubt it. Don't let your thoughts trick you into believing that it can't happen. Believe, if you tell that mountain to jump into the ocean, it will jump into the ocean. Now, we understand God's timing, and that may be. We may see it, we may not. But at some point, it's going to happen, and we have to trust that it's going to happen. We have to believe that it's going to happen. Stand on that belief today, that if I tell it to quit or move, it's going to move. Not because I said so, because Jesus Christ, the creator of all things, said so. So men, stand on that truth today. Stand on those facts today, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he has provided us the same power through the Holy Spirit, by his love, grace for us. So men, as you go out and do what you do today, answer the call of men.